Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss how Paddington has what Pooh wishes he had, our ideal Lady Marmalade lineup, Karamo versus Sean Spicer in Dancing with the Stars, and our very first impressions of the UK Drag Race Queens. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Hello,
my friends.
I was just saying friend, just to you. I was only saying hi to you.
Oh my God, Corey, we need to talk.
Why do kids hate when why are kids all stop copying me? And they're all stop copying me.
Oh, okay. Is that what you want to talk about?
Well, that's what you got me thinking about now that you were all copying me.
It's very, I'm not touching you.
I did love, I'm not touching you.
I don't were love, you a I'm big, not touching you.
Were you a big fan of I Get Last Hit?
We didn't do that. We weren't a violent family like your swamp ass.
If my brothers hit me first, then I got the last hit. It was fair is fair.
Every story from your childhood involves somebody like pulling your hair or hitting somebody last or like jumping in the swamp.
I would have loved to pull hair, but that was very off rules when we would brawl.
And so now you make up for the lost time by pulling, getting your hair pulled all day, every day.
Like, who invented that? Like, what person? You know, it was like a person with muscles who was all like, no pinching or hair pulling. It's called like, yeah, I'm smart and I'm using my best tactics.
Yeah. Some people have
rules.
A bicep. Some people
have Of course, people with a bicep grip. Are all going to be all no pinching, no pulling, no one up, two downs.
Well, a squirrely boy's got to pull the hair, you know.
Well, listen, my wrist makes great for slapping.
Sure. Anthony says that sure. I all I do is bite.
You're a biter.
Yeah, like if I want his attention, I'm like, Anthony, and he's like, please don't bite. But I don't think I'm like a biter.
I can't believe you're a biter.
Anyway, what I wanted
Should
to talk about...
Should I get you some jawbreakers?
No, I think I just have to... you know when you got a... What's that called? Clenching your teeth. I need a...
Mouth guard. Bite
mouth
guard.
Mouth guard, yeah. Yeah, I need a mouth guard.
They tried to give me one once at the dentist, and I tried it on, and I thought, this is what's going to pull my teeth out. I was like, you're just trying to upsell. I don't grind anything.
Did I? Oh, my God. Okay, this is kind of related. So... I feel like I've told the story on the podcast that somebody in my family died, like a great aunt of mine or something, like a distant old relative.
Grinding her teeth?
No. Kind of. Close. Similar. in the same hole. No,
from
she...
grinding her gears?
No. She
Did
died.
Did you say the same hole?
Yes. She died when she choked on food while she was laying down. Did I tell you this story?
That sounds very much like your family to be laying down and eating.
Right. So it was always when we were growing up, my dad would say, now, don't eat when you're laying down because you'll choke, just like Mama Cass. Okay.
I think Mama Cass was a jazz singer.
And then I found
to the Mama Cass?
No. It's not that glamorous. I found out that Mama Cass was not what he, like, his term of endearment for his grandma or something. That's what I always assumed. Oh. He was talking about the
real
musician.
Mama Cass.
The real Mama Cass. Official. She died from choking or something. I don't know. Anyway.
This is like when people say Elvis died on the toilet. Or the toilet.
The toilet. No, I feel like my world was rocked when
Mama Cass died laying down eating. And
when
Elvis
I found out I wasn't related, when I wasn't related to Mama Cass,
you were devastated.
Yeah, I was kind of rocked my world, if you will.
Well, I won't.
He won't.
And you can't make me.
So what I really wanted to talk about.
Yeah, what did you want to dive into? What did you have to speak about?
So do you know who Hugh Grant is?
Yes, he's in that British movie.
Yeah.
But he's all Notting Hill or some shit.
Yeah. What's Notting Hill about?
Isn't he in that one about that little boy that likes to dance too? In Notting Hill.
I feel like he was a porn star in it.
No, Notting Hill. He's a prime minister or something, and he really just wants to date the locals.
And he kills that poor boy.
And he just murders that poor boy.
No. Well, I saw in an interview that he said that the best movie he's ever been in was
Notting Hill?
I want you to guess what it was.
My Best Friend's Wedding.
Was he in that?
No. Ooh. Wait. Who are we talking about?
Hugh Grant, not Hugh Jackman.
For a second I pictured Jude Law, and then I thought, well, I sure hope Jude Law's favorite movie is The Holiday, but then I realized we're talking about Hugh Grant, unfortunately.
No.
Have you seen The Holiday with Jude Law?
Stop it. So
it's got Kate Winslet, Jude Law. It's a great movie, a holiday-themed movie.
Well, according to IMDb, his most popular films are Love Actually, About a Boy, Four Weddings and a Funeral.
I think that About a Boy one was the one about the boy that loves to dance. So I'm pretty sure I do know his discography.
There you go. You do. The Man from U.N.C.L.E., Florence Foster Jenkins.
I did want to always see That Man from U.N.C.L.E. because Henry Cavill's in it.
He's hot, yeah. He was in Cloud Atlas, Love Actually. He's been in a lot
of
movies.
You know Cloud Atlas is one of my favorite movies ever.
Mickey Blue Eyes, that sounds familiar.
Hugh Grant is in Cloud Atlas?
Anyway, well, he said in an interview that the best movie he's ever been in was Paddington 2.
Do you think he was just trolling us?
I don't know. So I did some investigative journalism. And I spent last Friday watching Paddington 1 so that last night I could watch Paddington 2.
I hope you're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Of all the good things that are out in the world for you to watch, you've now seen Paddington 1 and 2. Were you stoned at least?
I had taken an edible earlier in the night. And maybe for the first one I was very fucked up. I don't really remember. But I've got to say.
Great content.
It was.
Great movie.
The whole
Did you
time.
Laugh?
I
Do
laughed.
You love to laugh?
I laughed. I was filled with joy. I kept turning to Anthony and I just kept saying, they just don't make movies like this anymore. Because they don't. I was filled with glee. It was wonderful. Paddington.
Did you have a crush on that little bear?
Paddington has what Pooh wants, you know? But Pooh will never have.
What will Pooh never have?
This pussy.
That sweet little mouth.
Now, what I find, there are differences between Paddington and Pooh.
Wait, okay? So you didn't watch them back to back? Are they both on Netflix? Is this a brand deal?
No, it's not a brand deal. It's not on Netflix, I don't think.
You rented Paddington 1 or 2 on iTunes?
I think we rented, with real human money, Paddington 1.
I hope you convert to purchase.
No. And then Paddington 2, I think, was on HBO Go.
Oh, well, lucky you.
Lucky me. But we didn't watch it back to back. It was a fun film. I think you're going to love it. I would definitely recommend an edible beforehand, though.
Well, I don't know if I have time for that. I went to New York for work last week, and I got in lots of movie watchings on my flight there and back. I love flights for just the fact that I get to catch up on movies.
Well, what did you watch?
I saw Free Solo. Not a Star Wars movie.
Free Solo.
It's about this rock climber who climbs this big mountain in... It's like a wall climbing. It's like not a mountain. It's not like fucking Everest. It's like you climb straight up a straight wall. And he did it without a harness or nothing. Spoiler.
Okay. Am I supposed to be impressed with this bitch?
Only he's the only person in the whole world who's ever done it. And well, he just did it 2 years ago.
Here's the thing, babe doll.
Without a rope, without a harness.
Everyone
on
Earth. He just
scurried up the whole fucking wall.
Everyone on Earth is somebody who's the only person on Earth who's done something.
I doubt that about you.
I'm sure I'm the only person who's ever...
your pants at 31 years old.
No. You beat me to it, baby. No, maybe.
What do you think? What do you think you're the only person in the world to ever do?
Certainly, I'm. I was just about to.
I think I know what it is.
What?
You're the only person to watch Paddington 1 and 2.
Wrong. Paddington 2. People love it. Once you watch it, you'll be converted. It's a sweet story about a refugee. In times like these, I find we should all be a little bit more kind to those who we might think are different than us, but once we get to know them, they're just a sweet bear who loves his marmalade.
Oh, God.
He's trying his best.
Have you had marmalade since?
I don't know what marmalade is, really.
It's like a jelly.
Then why is it called Lady Marmalade?
Well, I don't know. I don't speak French. Parlez-vous.
What?
Je suis la jeune fille.
What is that, Muzzy?
That's right. That's French they're speaking.
Why does nobody know when I reference Muzzy? Was it just a mid-Michigan thing?
I don't know. I told you once at Q-Bar, I met a French tourist and I asked him, je suis la jeune fille, which is what I swear they say in the Muzzy commercial. And then he was like, no, that really doesn't mean anything. But then... later, I showed him the video on my phone, and he said it means the girl she is playing. Yes, that's told you.
Wait, listen.
Je suis la jeune fille.
Je suis la jeune fille.
That he said it means that girl she is playing or something like that.
Yeah, and then the old woman comes out and she goes,
that's right.
That's right.
That's French they're speaking. And no, they're not French. They're American.
I feel like it's one of those things that... like, what is it called when you remember, when there's like a collective memory of something, everyone remembers it a certain way.
Mass hysteria?
No, kind of, yeah. But like, everyone remembers something a certain way, but then it's, but then you go and find it and you're like, wait, it was like that? Do you say, what's that called?
I think mass hysteria.
No, it's like, oh, there's a term for it. It's going to drive me nuts. Anyway,
if only you could Google it.
I don't know how to Google something like that. That's like when you have to Google how a song goes and you're like, what's that one song that's like da 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 da?
No, I've never done that. I always know what song it is.
See, I just...
and the
just,
song you were just singing was the I'm Loving It McDonald's song.
You're not wrong.
You're all ba-da, ba-ba-da.
When you type in, what's that one song that goes, the autocorrect is... it goes, what is that one song that goes like? What is that one song that goes dun-dun-dun? What is that one song that goes woohoo? What is that one song that goes do? What is that one song that goes da-da-da?
Do you think that song that goes woohoo is Woohoo by Christina Aguilera?
Probably. Whenever I think of that song, I think of how she dedicated the album to her son, but woohoo's about getting her pussy ate.
Well, bitch, she got her pussy ate and then she conceived her son. Obviously.
That's
the circle of life.
That's not how you
that
do it.
That is the circle of life. I mean, a little foreplay. I'm not saying she got pregnant by his spit.
Okay. Okay. You better not.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, what were you up to last night? Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, something's different about you. in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
What else should we talk about?
So you watched a movie about a mountain climb.
Yes.
What
oh, my God. And
what else
I
did you
audibly
watch?
Gasped. Okay. So I watched Free Solo. I watched Shazam, that like superhero movie. Because I remember when it came out, I saw people tweeting like, oh, there's a great twist or there's a nice surprise. And they're like, go see Shazam before someone spoils it. And I thought, well, A, I'm not going to talk to anybody who saw Shazam. So it's not going to be spoiled for me. But I watched the whole movie waiting for this big payoff. And I thought, what was the big payoff?
Well, did you watch past the credits?
Of course. I was on a plane. I wasn't going anywhere.
So there was no payoff?
There was something after the credits. But am I supposed to know what that end sequence was? I'm not what they call a superhero geek.
Well, speaking of Shazam, I think that would be helpful when you have to know how a song goes. You should, there should have a mode for that.
I have Shazam.
I know, but like you should be able to say, like, you should be able to do the rhythm or something. Yeah,
try it. The Rhythm Divine, Enrique Iglesias.
My piano teacher made me a note card of like how to remember certain rhythms, and I looked at her like, is this something you give everyone, or am I just especially bad at this and you've noticed and you think I mean this? And she goes, well, oh no, you're right on track for learning this. And I'm like, no, I'm not. She's such a liar.
Do you have
me.
Piano hands?
I don't know what that means.
Delicate? Does she look at your hands? No, somebody was telling me piano hands was like long fingers.
I don't have piano hands.
Does she look at your hands a lot?
Well, yeah. What else is she going to be looking at? She doesn't look me in the eyes.
Aren't you self-conscious about how you always bite your nails?
I don't bite my nails. I pick my nails. And honestly, it's getting worse by the day. I like, do you want to see? Look, can you see that?
I really don't. Ugh. Doesn't that just sting when you get in a hot shower?
Yeah, and it's really not healing properly. I pull off the skin around my nails and I think it's just like in Black Swan when she pulls her like whole finger skin off. Do you remember that? Or something?
Yeah, I feel like I've seen a lot of scary movies where people just like to pull a fingernail back.
Well, they do that.
In Black Swan?
Yes.
I remember seeing Black Swan and thinking, who cares?
Oh, I just literally, maybe 2 days ago, read a whole, like, I felt like a dissertation about like dissecting what the Black Swan was about. I loved it.
I need to read it.
It was actually a good little thing because I was like, oh, okay, now I kind of understand a little bit more. It made me feel a little dumb, but you know.
I was taking a personality quiz this week because I was very busy.
Right.
And one of the questions asked, like, after you see a movie, do you do like extensive like research into it? And I'm like, yes, I am that type of person, especially if it's like a
psychological
movie. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
That's why. How I am.
What was the point? Who cares?
But I also like to read little articles or listicles that are like, here's what you really missed. If you watch it a second time, you'll see even these little things.
I like that much more than I like just like an open-ended for interpretation sort of moment.
Well,
which I feel like,
let me tell you, baby, if you like a real thinker, you're going to love Paddington 2. I'm telling you, they really, every plot point of Paddington 2 and Paddington 1 had a reason.
One do you like better?
And everything wrapped up together at the end, and everything was coming back as like a callback, and everything made sense. I was just, maybe I was stoned out of my mind, but they really don't make movies about like that anymore.
No. Now, how was the graphics? Did that bear look real?
Yes. It was realistic.
I just feel like if I had to see that scene, I feel like when Paddington 1 came out, well, you'll be able to correct me in a minute of which one it was. I feel like one of those movies came out, and I see a lot of movies, and every fucking movie I saw had a trailer for Paddington, and if I had to see that bear in a bathroom with the bathroom filling up with water, and then the bear rides down the stairs in a bathtub one more time.
You're not wrong. He really does get into a lot of shenanigans, but he leads the way through the world with his heart. And I think there's a lot of good messages in Paddington 2.
Maybe you should get a Paddington tattoo on your butt.
Maybe I'll be Paddington 2 for Halloween, or just, I guess, Paddington.
Well, you know how they call it like a double feature when you see both?
Sure.
I've been really thinking about like a double squeaker, but that just doesn't work.
Tell me more about that. Or actually, like, tell me less.
When you watch Paddington 1 and 2 back to back.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, as long as you're Paddington Bear for Halloween, well, give it to Nathan to add to the list.
Yeah. Nathan, if you're listening, start working on a Paddington 2 costume. It's just a raincoat and a really bad red hat. We're halfway there. We're good to go.
And you can wear your cute, like, rain boots.
Galoshes, thank you.
And you can eat marmalade for the first time.
So back to Lady Marmalade. We're to a point now in pop culture where it is almost to when we're going to get another remake of it.
We're begging for it.
The pop culture gays are clamoring for it. Who nowadays do you think is not just applicable for the role, but also, like, worthy of being in a remake? Because you need,
I don't know.
You need,
I feel, to, like,
what
at
is
this
the
point,
what is the grand ingredient scheme for musicians or for, like, singers in one rapper?
I know, but what was the rapper even doing? Like, talking the intro and the outro?
Wow. Okay, who was that in the original?
I was gonna say Queen Latifah, but I don't think that's right. It's Missy Elliott.
I thought Queen Latifah too. That's another thing. All of pop culture
it's
remembers
Missy
it a
Elliott.
Certain way.
It's okay. Missy Elliott.
Okay, okay.
Wait, is it Missy Elliott? God, I'm the worst. That's why I hate when people try to act like there were five.
Well, if you Google it, they don't list the rapper. Well, Little Kim, is she not a rapper?
Well, Little Kim had a verse. I can sing the whole thing.
Okay, how many licks?
She drinks wine with diamonds in the glass by the case. She's got expensive taste.
Okay, okay, okay. Yeah, it's not listing who the
well, yeah, I don't know. We'll have to watch the making of the video of. I'm sure that still exists.
And we'll have Christina to see, like, Aguilera,
well,
Maya.
I can tell you who fucking is in it.
Pink and Lil' Kim. It's really not giving me the new version.
What do you mean the new version?
I mean, who's the fifth person?
Well, that's because I'm really telling you, you're just gonna have to say is Missy Elliott in Lady Marmalade?
Oh yeah, see, additional vocal credits by Missy Elliott. Okay, there you go.
Okay, well, there you go, and there you have it.
Anyway, okay, so who would we say should be in our updated version? I think we should.
I mean,
we've
played
this
game 100 times, and it's been so long now. But I think if it is gonna happen, it's gonna like end up being like BB Rexha and like
now don't be a BB hater, because I just saw BB Rexha.
We talked about it last week. I'm not hating. I said nice things about her last week. I'm just saying I feel like BB Rexha is really primed to take the role of Maya in a Lady Marmalade remix.
okay. So a BB.
I mean, you can dream big. I mean, honestly, I think, wow, let me do, now I could do this.
If you really were dreaming big, Ariana, of course.
No, I'm not dreaming big, I'm being realistic. I'm like, but Ariana could take over Christina's part, BB Rexha would do Maya's part, Pink would reprise her own role, because she just, like, set a record for, like, biggest tour. And then, I mean, Cardi's gonna be Lil' Kim.
Oh, see, I was really hoping for like a Lizzo moment. Though I do think realistically,
Lizzo can be Missy.
I think Charli XCX would be the one to bring it together and make it happen. She would, like, because you know that, what's that one song she did with Diplo where it's like the Spice Girls? Or wait, was that her? Where it was like, what's that song? If you want my future, get with my past. If you want to get
that
with
is
me.
The Spice Girls.
Right, but she did a new version with Diplo and it's like, have you not heard it?
No.
It's kind of funky and fun. It's like an exact replica cover.
I'll Google it.
It's fun. The it it like has a good Diplo breakdown. Anyway, I think she is the type of person who would assemble the people. She's very much a there's like a Charlie XCX cinematic universe, if you will, because she collaborates with everyone, and she kind of is the overlapping thread through pop culture of pop, if you will, in 2019.
Well, I'm happy about that for her. Yeah, I mean, I would be, let's see, I'm not seeing it. Are you sure it's her?
Oh, it might not be her, actually.
But I did just find two new Charlie songs that came out this year that I didn't know came out, and now I really want to listen.
Oh, see, I really lied. It was not, oh yeah, it is featuring Charlie XCX. Diplo... Hervé Pagés? Wow.
Harambe?
No. Featuring Charlie XCX. I don't know. I'll link you to it. But it's Diplo's song. It's called Spicy. You're going to love it.
Wow. I do love spicy things.
Yes, she's come out with a million songs this year. You know what I have an exclusive of?
What?
So there I was at, there was a, a queer, like, pop artist concert night the other night.
Shoes on orgy?
Huh? Not a shoes
on orgy. Also known as a shoes on orgy.
No, it was not a shoes on orgy.
I saw all the stories from all the gays at the queer pop renaissance moment.
Though I will say that night I did get invited to an orgy. I said, I'm actually going to go to bed. Thank you. But that night I went to that concert and... it had a whole bunch of queer artists that I really loved. There's a playlist on Spotify of, it was called Proud 365, and it was all these like queer artists like Parson James, Vincent, Jay Hart, Jared Gelman, all these queers that I love. But what was the point of this story? I forget.
I really don't know. I'm waiting for the big payoff.
Bitch. No, we were just talking about something.
Music.
Oh, I have an exclusive. My God. So Kim Petras was there.
Yeah.
And we were talking outside, and I said, now, I have never been able to tell you this, but we need to talk about the Halloween EP, because I still listen to it, and it is, what, August. So are we getting a Halloween
part two?
She said, bitch, October 1st.
Oh. Are you breaking news? Is this news?
I don't know if I'm breaking the news, but bitch, you heard it here first. So, I'm ready.
Breaking my back when it comes out on the dance floor.
If you haven't listened to the Halloween Part 1, it's one of my favorite EPs of the year, and I still listen to it. And
we are getting into the spooky time of the year.
I know.
That's summer's over.
My Paddington 2 costume.
Time to fall into the Gap.
Whatever happened to Gap?
I think they all still exist. I think they're just like in malls. Lord knows the Westwood Mall still has a Gap. Mm. They still have the Hippo. They still have the Gap. Mm. I hope. Although I heard they took out their PacSun, which pretty sad news.
Well, you win some, you lose some.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Did you want to talk about the RuPaul's Drag Race UK contestants?
Yes, but I mean... first and foremost, let's read the room. Show of hands. How many people are hurting for a drag race already? Who needs another season already? Is it too much, too soon? Are we reaching capacity?
You've been already saying that. Listen, let them ride the wave. Let's just take the queer content as we can, and let's say if you don't want it and if you're not hurting for it, then don't watch it and watch it when you're ready.
You know what? That's a good fucking point.
Watch it in 5 years when there ain't no Drag Race.
Good point, baby doll. Good point.
You're welcome.
Because, I mean, within this year we're going to have RuPaul's Drag Race UK.
But I mean, I don't think it's going to technically air over here. I think we're going to have to like bootleg it.
Sure. No, I think it's going to be on something. It'll be on like, World of Wonder Plus or whatever the hell their streaming platform is.
Well, right. But I'm like, yeah, you think that's not TV. That's like,
whoa,
that's like a streaming.
Drag them.
I stream of Genie.
Oh, yeah, write that down. Did you ever watch, what was the other syndicated version?
Drag You?
No. Drag
Race. Oh, Drag Race Thailand.
Thailand. Did you watch that?
Yeah, I watched, I was going to say two seasons, but maybe I only watched one. Yes, I watched one and I loved it.
And then I saw a preview for the Boulay Brothers Dragula. Another season is coming up.
Well, you always try to tell me about that. And like, I just don't want to watch people poke themselves with needles.
Yeah, it's a bit grotesque for me. But you know what? If that's what people like, it's more drag queens and there's drama. And now it's on Amazon Prime, I think. And then we're getting another All Stars. And then we're getting season, 12 or 11? I forget which one we're on right now.
12. This last one was 11. Legendary.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm reaching the point where it's like, okay, that's a lot. I know what you said, though. We don't have to consume all of it, but let's talk the UK Queens reveal.
I'm glad that it's only 10 queens, because that it's just like All Stars, it'll go by quickly, it won't be so heavy-handed.
I just opened the link, my bad, sorry
girl. Close it.
Oh, I found, this is the video that you watched. Okay, so we have,
I have an article here if you want to look at them by picture and by name.
Okay, so let's dive through it. We don't have to go queen by queen, but who are some of your favorites? Who are some of the ones you hated? Any like general thoughts on the cast? Just for
the
review.
Let me tell you. I watched it.
Please.
Pretty stoned last night. And the thing I was most excited about was most of their names. I was really into the name, like Scaredy Cat. I was really into the name Bag of Chips. I don't know if I really liked them as queens, but I thought, I'm probably going to like you because I like your name.
Maybe there's something cultural about the UK or about non-US queens where they do what we think of drag queens as doing for their names, where it's like puns and like Cheryl Hole is a play on words.
Yeah.
You know, Something Wong.
I liked Something Wong as well. I just was like, the video I watched, I was like, what camera are we using for this? Because so many of their makeup does not look great. And I was like, is this just the camera? Is this my TV? Are they treating them like season one US version where there's like that hazy Vaseline on the lens?
Well, if they are, at least they're getting a $100,000 prize.
Absolutely, and don't get me wrong, they all still looked like incredible. I was just thinking, who produced this video?
I will agree with you on the production of it, because I thought it was a little bit, it came across a little cheap.
They just must not have the budget yet.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, they have the budget for the prize because it's $100,000, so I don't know.
Pounds?
I don't know. It says $100,000 here, so maybe it's different, but... So, who did we love? You said Bag of Chips just based on name. I did see that Bag of Chips is being referred to by the fandom as MAGA Chips because she is supportive of the Trump equivalents in the UK.
I don't love that.
She's like spoken out about being conservative and blah, 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 blah.
There was one of them too that was bisexual, which I thought was interesting. Couldn't tell you who it was. My gut says... I don't know. I don't remember. Who was it?
One of them. I don't know. But I do remember.
Maybe it was Scaredy Cat.
We had a conversation about, we're someday going to be. I think it is Scaredy Cat. We're someday going to have the first straight drag queen on Drag Race. When is that going to be and who's it going to be? So I guess we're almost there. But surely there's been a bi queen before.
Probably just didn't get a storyline.
Word.
Mm-hmm.
But Scaredy Cat is going to be the youngest queen of all time on the show.
Oh, I remember hearing that.
She did come across a little unpolished, but maybe there's some charm to that. I think, like, when you're so used to all the All-Stars, you are used to everyone coming into it with every costume already ready to go, every look ready to go. So there's something a little bit nice about, like, I think some of these queens might be a little bit jankier or thriftier, if you will.
Jankier. A little rough around the edges.
Rough around the edges. That's the term.
Yeah, I don't know. It's always hard for me to watch their like intro packages because Lord knows I always like make a snap decision and then I'm wrong and take it back and change my mind about who I like.
Well, let's not forget when we all from the Meet the Queens loved...
thought we wouldn't like Trinity Taylor.
Oh, well, I knew from the start that I would love Trinity the Tuck when she said, girl, I am Trinity... Or girl, what did she say?
Girl, I am Trinity Taylor.
Girl, I am Trinity Taylor. When everyone
say,
loved,
don't forget Silky Ganache.
Yes, when everyone loved Silky Ganache. I'm not saying that we dislike her here on the podcast, but there was definitely a pop cultural resistance to her.
I know you aren't watching Big Brother, but there was a contestant this season who everybody like thought they were gonna like based on like pictures and pre-interview, and then he was pretty annoying. And somebody tweeted, "Not since Silky Nutmeg Ganache had we had such high hopes for a reality TV contestant just to turn on them in week one."
Well,
and I thought, true, yeah, facts so are facts, America.
After that, I've kept an open mind to the people who have not wowed me in the Meet the Queens, and a little bit of hesitation for the
nice
queens
in
that
general.
Do.
Always keep an open mind.
Sure, sure.
And an open there are heart, no, just
there
like
are no
Paddington
queens.
Bear.
There are no queens on here that I think I've seen or know much about, which is nice because sometimes on the American version, especially the New York queens, like you've seen them around or you've heard of them or.
Yeah, I mean, there was one that said in her interview that she's like worked with every U.S. queen, and she definitely sounded a little more seasoned. But I remember I was actually put off a little bit by it.
Okay, so
when she said
coming
it.
Out of it, who are your faves that you can say that you're rooting for just from the Meet the Queens? You don't have to stand by this after we start watching the show.
I don't know. I liked Crystal's look.
Sure, she's definitely coming for like the Sasha Velour angle of like quirky, funky.
Yeah, I was interested in Scaredy Cat. I don't know, something Wong.
You don't like gothy Ken doll?
I don't think I actually kind of loved her look in a Kelly Osbourne kind of way.
She's giving me who's the baby drag queen that was from didn't she come back for All Stars?
A baby drag queen? No,
she's
one.
Not,
was a
she's
baby.
Not a baby. she's just like a little sweet girl. Blair St. Clair.
I declare. She does look a little Blair St. Clair in the face.
So I get that. I get a vibe from her, but I'm sure it's different. I did like Vinegar Strokes.
I'm just like, when I hear a name like that, I'm like, am I missing something? Am I not in on the joke?
I will say there were so many references that I was like, I have no clue what you're talking about.
Oh, no. I think the one that I was like put off by the interview was, I think it was Davina. She was the one who made it sound like she had like been around the block, and then she kept doing a real big laugh at her own jokes, and I was not here for it.
Well, I have heard that she is,
they're all probably incredible.
A very well-known queen. Like she's. Yeah.
That's the one I think was saying, like she said she had worked with all the US queens and she knew everybody.
Yeah. So we'll see.
About brag alert.
You know, I do think people that come out of the gate bragging about how great they are a little bit naive about their own abilities. And plus, yes, you're comfortable and great in your own situation where everyone comes to see you at your show, but like Drag Race puts you
through
the ringer of...
It's a whole new world, baby.
It puts you through the ringer of like weird shit that you gotta do that you don't do every day as a drag queen. So it's like, are you good as a contestant? We'll see.
Can you step that pussy up?
We'll see. Are you excited for the judges of the show? Do you care? Do you know them?
I don't even think I know. And I don't want to know.
Well, then there you go. Okay, great. I like Alan Carr, and I think he's... Alan Carr, Graham Norton, I think they're both full-time judges. I don't really know who's full-time and who's not, but we'll see.
Who's hosting it?
RuPaul!
Oh, that's what I thought. My roommate said he thought he heard Michelle was hosting, and I thought, I hope not.
Ru would never miss the chance. Are you kidding? No.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that. Okay.
Well, shit. Look at that.
Let us know who you guys are rooting for, if there's somebody you're rooting for on the UK Drag Race. And if you're in the UK, who are queens that should have been cast that didn't make the cast? Because a lot of people are saying it's a pretty white season. But... maybe if you know better queens, let us know who you think should have been cast.
I concur. Do that. Do all of that.
Do all those things.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Corey, what else is new? What did you do in New York City?
Bitch, I just saw friends, did gay things, ate really bad Chinese food that made me sick, slept in an incredible bed, and laid out by a pool. Mm. All good things, minus that Chinese food that wronged me.
Okay, well that's.
I did. I was going to say something, but I'll wait and tell you offline.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that. Have you heard the new two things that I was going to mention music wise? Old Town Road broke the record and now has left the top spot. Are we ready to move on? Is he going to be a one hit wonder? What's the deal with that?
I don't know. I saw that Billy got her number one when Old Town Road finally stepped down, which I was excited about.
Yeah, I'm happy for her.
I really missed my moment as far as like writing into the like Billboard, they have a question and answer kind of blog post that they do once a week. And I wanted to write in and be like, what kind of asterisks are going next to Old Town Road as far as like remixes and that sort of thing? Because I don't get me wrong, it was a huge song. It definitely did that and was number one for very long. But I mean, there were so many remixes that were put out that contributed to it staying number one. And I'm like, that just wasn't the case in the early 90s when Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men set the original record.
I agree, so, but times like, change.
I completely agree, but I'm like, it's like comparing apples and oranges at this point. I mean, times have changed and there's ways to kind of...
Yeah, but are you going to disclude streams because streams didn't exist back then? Are you going to include
blah, blah, blah?
There's a lot of changes.
I get it. I mean, it's the same thing. It's like Katy Perry had 6 number ones off of the Teenage Dream album when she like re-released it with 2 additional bonus tracks, and they don't say that she has a record that Michael Jackson doesn't because Thriller probably would have done the same thing. So I get it. I'm obviously, music's changing and evolving, but I'm just like, some of these records, when there's ways to kind of bolster sales or continue radio play or continue people streaming by putting out remixes, I would just like an asterisk next to some of these.
Sure.
And that's that on that.
Did you see the Dancing with the Stars cast? Do you have any thoughts on that? I feel like there was a lot of drama about that on my Twitter timeline.
I saw somebody tweet disgusting, and then I skimmed it real quick, and I thought they must be talking about Sean Spicer.
Yeah, so basically another cast of Dancing with the Stars was revealed, and like I feel like every season they cast people of all types of notoriety, yeah. Including yeah. some people who a lot of people would consider terrible, or... that have done offensive things or blah, blah, blah. I'm not justifying it in any sense. In fact, I think it's deplorable, and I think basically, Dancing with the Stars, for lack of a better word for it, it's kind of like a introduction to Middle America of 12 people or however many contestants they have. And it's like a reputation builder and like a...
A platform
and a rehabilitation for people's like identity and career, and makes them likable and humanizes them and blah, 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 blah. So in that sense, it is kind of gross to see somebody like Sean Spicer get a platform like that to kind of become this relatable person that people might want to root for or whatever, just because he can do like the waltz or something. So I get that, that it's like gross.
Can Sean Spicer waltz?
We're about to find out. He can surely waltz around the truth. But can he waltz into your heart?
No, not gonna happen.
And then a lot of people were pissed because Karamo from Queer Eye is on the cast. And he said in an interview when the cast was revealed that the person he's most excited to talk with and meet with is Sean Spicer. And it's like, yeah, he's practicing what he preaches of reaching across the aisle and having conversation and learning and growing from each other. But like, real life isn't a Queer Eye episode, and some people don't deserve a platform for a rehabilitation of their you know, perception on what America thinks of them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it's a little bit shitty. And yeah, I saw every gay on my timeline coming for Karamo.
I see. All I saw was the cast list. I didn't see any like interviews or anything, but I thought, well, another season I'm not going to watch.
There you have it.
I don't think I've ever watched a season of Dancing with
well,
the Stars.
Well, the reason it was really going around was because somebody reported that Sean Spicer will be making six figures just from appearing on the show, and everyone was saying,
"Well, that's gross.
How disgusting that people like Sean Spicer get a chance to not only rehab their image but also get six figures because they just spent a career lying for the president and endorsing all of his terrible policies, blah 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 blah." So that's the vet on that. Do you think people were saying Karamo should have stepped down and like said, "I'm not going to be on the show with him"?
I don't think I've thought about it, and I don't think I will. I don't know. I don't know. I'm more mad at ABC than Karamo. It's a situation where it would. I have thoughts, but I don't know.
Well, bitch, this is where you say your thoughts.
I was just saying, I'd be more mad at ABC than I would be at Karamo.
I agree with that.
I don't know. It would have been like me and you quitting The Amazing Race because we didn't want to go to Uganda is what my first thought was.
Well, I'm not going to say I didn't think about it, but it's similar. It's like, it's not like he agreed to be on it knowing that Sean Spicer would be on it, but right. I think most people are saying they're pissed because that interview aired and he said he's a nice guy.
That I can agree with. But I'm just like, if he's given the opportunity, and maybe not only does he need the money, but maybe it gives Karamo a platform to be a queer person of color in the public eye and do some good for our community as well, then I can't really fault him for not giving up that opportunity, just walking away to kind of make a point. Sure. Because Lord knows Sean Spicer is going to do it for sure. So maybe it is better for Karamo to stay and kind of counteract like Sean Spicer's message, or kind of, I don't know, maybe it will be good to like facilitate some dialogue.
I agree with all that. I think where he fucked up was saying that Sean Spicer is a good person. He did not have to go that far from me.
Yeah. Yeah. See.
And that's the that on that.
That's the that on that.
Corey, anything else?
We've gone a whole 41 minutes.
No, we haven't. We've gone 31 minutes.
No, wait, yes. What?
Yes, we have, baby.
You're lying.
Am I?
You're actually freaking me out. Now you're don't do that, because now you're making me be like, did we actually record?
Maybe we did go 41 minutes. Okay, then we got to go.
Does yours not have a counter on your little thing?
Oh, does it? I've never looked.
Recording, mine's got a fucking little time clock. It's all 42 minutes.
No, mine has, it does not, but I just write down when we start, and you are right. It has been 42 minutes.
Yeah,
now.
We really have just crushed it.
Before we go, I wanted to say the reason I brought up the Dancing with the Stars cast was because, did you see who else was cast? Allie Brooke. And Lauren Alaina.
I did see Lauren Alaina. I was like, who is this other one I'm supposed to be excited about? And they actually were the two I was most excited about.
Right. I'm, of course, rooting for Allie Brooke official. My queen, my legend. We'll see how she does.
You're not rooting for Christie Brinkley?
I don't know who that is, baby. A lot of names I didn't know, but that's Dancing with the Stars for you.
Well, yeah, it really, really is.
Okay, Corey, where can people find you?
I am online at Corey Cool pretty much everywhere.
And I am Tyler Oakley, TylerOakley. Tweet us with who you're rooting for Drag Race, who you're rooting for Dancing with the Stars, what you think of the new Taylor Swift album. Maybe we'll get into it next week. Anything else? I think that's all.
That's it.
Have a good life. Bye.
Toodles.